We'll now have our special music, Fighting for Me.
So I actually want to say a couple words before this. I actually have a story. I'm a part of something at my school's university. It's the school publication called Flyer News. And pretty much what I did right from the start was I knew that it was going to be difficult to get a lot of writers. And so I offered up a prayer to God. And I said, God, I'm giving this publication to you. I'm giving this newspaper to you. And just bless it. And just bring writers in abundance. You know, bring so many people that I can't even, you know, see straight. And I am believing in this. And I am claiming this. And so it happened. People were coming out of the woodwork. They were writing. It was phenomenal throughout the whole semester. And so, you know, I kept standing on that. I kept declaring it. And someone asked me at one point, they were like, how are you having such success? And I'm like, it's all God. So I'd given that glory to God, and it was beautiful, and I was reaping the rewards. And then towards the end of the semester, I had a writer come to me. And he wrote a piece, and there were a bunch of gaps in it, and I wasn't a big fan. And it was a fine piece. It was a good article. But I was like, oh, this isn't good enough. We're not going to publish it. And up until that point, I had been publishing every single thing. And so I said, I'm just not going to publish this. And so I set it aside, and I did my exams, and I went through Christmas break, and everything was fine. And then it came time for writers for this upcoming issue. And so I sent out a notification, you know, hey, looking for articles. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so I'm sitting there, I'm going, why is no one responding to me? Why is nothing happening? You know, I've given this to God, right? I've stood up for God. I've made these claims, you know, so what's going on? And I really wrestled with that for a couple of days, and I was thinking about that. Like, why is this not working out? And then I was driving home, and this song came on the radio. And just in that moment, I realized what I'd been doing was, I was, you know, for lack of a better word, I was getting cocky. You know, I was putting it back on me instead of keeping it on God. And he had given it to me, and I had rejected it. And that's what not God wants us to do. But even in that, he gave me that way to recover and that restitution. And so you best believe the first thing I did when I got home, he said, hey, you know, you didn't publish this, and I gave this to you. I went home, I went through some edits, and we published that online. And it was really neat because then yesterday I had a girl reach out to me, and she said, hey, I want to write this article. It can be a full page. And so already we're seeing progress towards writers coming back, and we're going to get the section filled. So that's the thing. You know, sometimes we get caught up in ourselves and we forget about God, or maybe we're going the wrong direction. But, you know, God is still fighting for us. Even when we are in the darkness, God is fighting for us. When we are scared, God is fighting for us. When we are successful, God is fighting for us. In every single moment, God is fighting for us. And so I really think we need to remember that God is out there, that he is working for us. And as long as we repent of our sins and turn back to him, he will continue to bless us. All we have to do is ask and believe.
Night. silver lining in this heart of mine. When the going gets tough and my strength's not enough, I see you showing up like never before. This battle for my heart you took on from the start. You are the peace when my mind's at war. And
thank you.